I'm Johnny Mack. You'll find the regular Monday episode in the feed. This episode is to unfortunately discuss that Bob Saget died unexpectedly Sunday at age 65. He was found in his hotel room in Orlando, Florida, just a few hours after performing at the Ponte Verde Concert Hall in Jacksonville. And he was supposed to perform at the Hard Rock Live in Orlando. The last we heard from Bob was on his social media accounts on Twitter, January 9th, 3:42 a.m. Bob Saget tweeted, "Love tonight's show at the Concert Hall in Jacksonville. Appreciative audience. Thanks again to Real Tim Wilkins for opening. I had no idea I did a two-hour set tonight. I'm happily addicted again to this shit. Check BobSaget.com for my dates in 2022. Around that same time on Instagram, Bob Saget wrote, "Okay, I love tonight's show at the Concert Hall in Jacksonville. Really nice audience. Lots of positivity. Happened last night in Orlando, last night at the Hard Rock Live, too. Very appreciative and fun audiences. Thanks again to Tim Wilkins for opening. I had no idea I did a two-hour set tonight. I'm back in comedy like I was when I was 26. I guess I'm finding my new voice and loving every moment of it. All right, see you in 2 weeks, January 28th and 29th, at the Improv with my brother, Mike Young. And check BobSaget.com for my dates in 2022. Going everywhere until I get the special shot. And then probably keep going because I'm addicted to this shit. Peace out." The Saget family put out a statement. "We are devastated to confirm that our beloved Bob has passed away. He was everything to us, and we want you to know how much he loved his fans, performing live and bringing people from all walks of life together with laughter. Though we ask for privacy at this time, we invite you to join us in remembering the love and laughter that Bob brought to the world." On Sunday afternoon, the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Department deputies were called to the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, where the actor and comedian was found unresponsive in his hotel room. He was pronounced dead on the scene. Detectives found no signs of foul play or drug use in this case. The cause and manner of death will be determined by the medical examiner. Saget became a TV star, playing the widowed father of three girls on Full House, which ran from 1987 to 1995. The reboot Fuller House was on from 2016 to 2020. Bob Saget was married to wife Kelly Rizzo since 2018. He has three adult children with his first wife. His Full House co-star John Stamos tweeted, "I am broken. I am gutted. I am in complete and utter shock. I will never have another friend like him. I love you so much, Bobby. Howie Mandel. Comedy and tragedy are so close together and they collided. I love you, Bob Saget." Mark Maron, "Oh no, R.I.P. Bob Saget, truly one of the nicest guys and so funny, very sad. I see in Mark Maron's feed this morning he has put together a compilation of three interviews he had with Bob Saget." Gilbert Gottfried, "Still in shock. I just spoke with Bob a few days ago. We stayed on the phone as usual, making each other laugh. R.I.P. to friend, comedian, and fellow aristocrat, Bob Saget." Howie Mandel shared a picture of him and Bob saying, "Comedy and tragedy are so close together. Today they collided. I love you, Bob Saget." Artie Lang, "Bob was so special to me, and I'll be sad about this day forever. Please be kind like Bob always was and consider donating to the National Scleroderma Foundation. It would mean everything to him." Penn Jillette wrote, "F, Saget would have wanted something tweeted that was really funny and in very bad taste. I can't do that. I'm just so sad. Bob was just great on every level. We will all miss him." Jim Norton, "R.I.P. Bob Saget. Everything I start to write about him just feels inadequate. He was universally loved. I am so grateful he was my friend." David Tell, "What a terrible shock. This cannot be happening. Bob loved comedy more than anyone I know. It's hard to find the right words, but he was a legend in the game, and my heart goes out to his friends, family, and millions of fans." Jim Gaffigan, "OMG, exclamation point, RIP Bob Saget. What a warm, kind man we lost. The world has lost one of the nicest." Joel McHale, "I'm so shocked at Bob Saget's passing. One of the most kind and thoughtful people I've ever come across, and he just happened to be one of the funniest on the planet. I will miss you so much, Bob. Love you, dear friend. I'm so sorry, Kelly Rizzo, and so sorry to the rest of the family." Dane Cook, "I'm stunned beyond belief. Bob Saget has died. I'm confused and sad here. I just spoke with him a couple days ago, and we just had the most beautiful podcast chat over the holidays. I loved him. I cannot believe this. Tom Papa, such a kind and funny man. We will miss you, friend." Jim Jeffries, "Bob Saget was a friend and comedian I looked up to, but I looked up to him more because of the way he held himself and treated others. I'll miss this guy a lot." Amy Schumer, "Bob Saget was really kind, fun to be around, and loved comics more than anyone. I'm donating to SRF Cure, a charity very close to his heart. Also, Dirty Work is one of my all-time favorite movies, directed by Bob." Pauly Shore, "Very saddened and shocked to hear about Bob Saget. Met him when he first came to the Comedy Store when I was just a kid in the 1970s. He was so funny and original. Mostly he was just a true mensch, very kind and sweet. F dudes, wow." radio host Opie Hughes from Opie and Anthony, RIP Bob Saget, so funny, so kind, and so damn humble. Love being his friend, always hung around after the show to go on an adventure. Walking around Manhattan, the amount of people that recognized him was unbelievable. He was never bothered by it and gave everyone his attention. Patton Oswalt, Bob was at my house in October interviewing me for a documentary. He was sharp and dark and funny as always. We were going to catch up over coffee when he was done editing, and now I'm crying F. Bert Kreischer, I'm not sure what to say other than this sucks. Bob was always, always a great guy. You will be missed. And the Iron Sheik, Bob Saget, you the best dad on the earth. My heart broken forever. From page 6, Bob Saget's wife Kelly Rizzo recapped another year of fun in a heart-wrenching final Instagram post of the couple together. Kelly Rizzo posted the video just a few days ago. In it, you see Bob Saget saying, "Are you ready? Here we go." The post shows the couple engage in a variety of activities, including cooking together, exercising, and kissing. One clip shows a fake mustache Saget wearing a motorcycle, helmets, and Rizzo in a leather jacket. Another shows Bob swinging a baseball bat with the caption, "When people feel the need to comment on our 23-year-old age difference." Rizzo also posted a touching photo of them holding hands as she wishes her followers a Merry Christmas, saying, "So happy to spend my very first Christmas with Bob Saget, even though we've been married for over 3 years, because he's finally in Chicago for the holidays. Cheers to everyone on the special holiday. May you all be surrounded by peace and love." In another post, she wrote, "When people say, 'Wow, you're married to a comedian, you must laugh all the time,' comedians are dark and ominous, and yes, funny too." From The Hollywood Reporter's obit, Robert Lane Saget was born May 17, 1956 in Philadelphia, the son of Benjamin, a supermarket executive, and Rosalind, who went by Dolly, who was a hospital administrator. He grew up in the Mount Airy neighborhood of Philadelphia and attempted his first open mic at 17. Saget told the Philadelphia Inquirer that as a teenager, he would travel by train to New York to perform at open mic nights at comedy clubs like the Improv. He attended Temple University in the mid-70s. Moved to L.A. in 78, did a lot of sets at the Comedy Store, where he worked alongside Robin Williams, David Letterman, and Richard Pryor. His first TV break came in 1987. He was hired by CBS's The Morning Program, although that only lasted 5 months. He was then spotted by producer Jeff Franklin warming up the crowds at the tapings of Tom Hanks' sitcom Bosom Buddies. Franklin then hired Saget to play Danny Tanner, a San Francisco-based morning television show host on the sitcom Full House. Full House ran from 1987 to 1995, with the Fuller House reboot in 2016. In 1989, Bob Saget debuted as the first host of America's Funniest Home Videos. He held that job until 1997. Bob was also the voice of adult Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother. Yeah, that's Bob Saget doing the voiceovers. In a 2015 Esquire profile that I'll pick at in tomorrow's episode, Bob Saget explained that he saw humor as an outlet for life's difficult moments, including the loss of two sisters who died at young ages. In that article, Bob says, "When you've seen a lot of bad stuff and you just want to enjoy your life and be happy and have your kids happy and have your friends happy, you just have a value system where it raises the bar on what's important." He had 3 stand-up specials, 2007's That Ain't Right, 2013's That's What I'm Talking About, and 2017's 0 to 60. In April of 2020, Bob Saget launched a podcast called Bob Saget's Here for You, 128 episodes, the most recent one a week ago today with guest BJ Novak. One of Bob's last TV appearances was on The Masked Singer. He was Squiggly Monster. I'll have a lot more about Bob Saget on tomorrow's episode, and I'm sure we'll be talking about Bob Saget all week and for some time to come. You can follow this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.